ANMIS is launching a nationwide essay competition for students on the topic, How Can Women Contribute to Durable Peace in South Sudan?
Well, the competition will take place at the regional level in 10 areas. That's Awil, Bentiu, Bor, Juba, Kwajok, Malakal, Rumbek, Torit, Yambio, and Wau. Well, joining us in the studio to tell us more about this competition is Inaju Ruben, ANMIS Public Information Officer. Good morning, Inaju.
Good morning.
Yes, just to dive right in, why and how important is this competition?
Well, as you all know, education is probably one of the most important area that can lead to development in any nation, anywhere on earth. And as you also know, this week we are celebrating the International Women's Day. And the United Nations Mission in South Sudan Communications and Public Information Section, the outreach unit, felt the need to get the youth across South Sudan involved in contributing to the idea of solidifying the much talked about and much sorted peace process. So in this case, we are trying to see how children, what ideas children can bring on board as far as women contribution to the peace process is concerned. So we felt that writing an essay would be a very good way to give the children voice so that they can contribute to the peace process. Mm. But beyond that is the fact that we know that if you tell students that there's a competition, it means they are going to be researching, they are going to be studying, they are going to be reading. And we want women, we want the students to understand the important role of women within any society. So we felt this essay is one way to get them engaged, get them interested, and showing them early in life the need to appreciate women and their contribution to whatever political endeavor or economic endeavor that the society will be embarking on in the days and years ahead.
Right. Yes, and can you explain the procedures of taking part and submitting an entry into this competition?
Basically, the special representative of the Secretary General to South Sudan and the head of the United Nations Mission in South Sudan announced this essay competition on the 8th of March. That was the day the International Women's Day celebrated. Mm-hmm. Now, across the country, at least in 10 regions like you mentioned, all schools that are registered with the government are welcome to take part in this essay. Now, after the first round, the schools will mark it, and each school is advised to select one or two of their best essays, and that will now decide who won at that level. After that, the whole essay will come to the headquarters, and then a panel of judges, high-profile panel of judges, will sit down together to look at all the essays that have come from across the whole country. And after that, we are going to select the best writer among that age group in South Sudan.
Right.
And there will be an awards-giving ceremony.
Right. And speaking about judges, what will they be looking out for, and what is the prize for winning?
Well, there are a couple of things that they will be looking for. One, we'll be looking at your introduction. How do you introduce the topic? The body of the essay, how do you marshal out your point? Do you have any personal experience that you will share in the essay? And then how do you summarize your essay? We'll be looking at grammar, punctuation. Basically, it's an effort beyond the fact that we are trying to get children's idea on how well they can articulate women's importance in society. We're also trying to promote the concept of writing. We are trying to promote the writing skills. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll get something very good at the end of the day.
Yes, and how important is this essay competition to the broader mandate of the United Nations Mission in this country?
It is very important, extremely important. As you would recall, part of UNMISS' responsibility in South Sudan is to support the implementation of the peace process.
Mm.
And this includes working with different stakeholders like JMEC, the government, and any other person that is interested in peace.
Mm.
Now, the essence of this essay is to see how the youth believe that women can contribute to lasting peace in South Sudan. So in a way, we are also implementing our mandate, which is supporting the peace process. Who knows where the idea that will bring peace to South Sudan will come from. You so know, we are hoping that at the end of the day, the winning AC probably will give us a roadmap that we might take on board as we discuss the peace process.
All right. And Inaju, just before you go, I know for sure many students and their parents may be listening in now. Any tips that you may render to them?
Well, that takes me back to my days as a young man in secondary school where we used to write essay. Listen, it's simple. The topic is very clear. What is the role of women in peace building? Is that it?
Yes.
That, if that is the case, I will advise the children or the youth who are taking part in this. You can start by first defining what you call a woman, what do you call a woman, and what part do they occupy in society. After that, you can go down to write about what experience you have. It could be between you and your mother, it could be between your father as you grow up. Well, yeah, what assistance have you received from women, and how do you think this can go out in a broader terms, economically, politically, across the country to help people? There is no hard and fast rule about this. My final advice to the student is, feel free, have a free spirit, write as much as you can. Who knows, you might just be the winner.
Yes, and Inaju, I might just, you know, some parents or elders might try to write for their young ones in school and say, you know what, I'm writing for you an essay, very good one for that matter. I'll write and give it to my younger brother or, you know, a son out there. Is there some mechanism on how this can be avoided when it comes to this competition, particularly so that not an elder writing for a child?
This is what I will say about that. If you as a father decide to write an essay for your son, your son may win the contest, but realize that you are not doing South Sudan any good. You are a cheat. You are a cheat, and you're teaching your children to become a cheat, and you're destroying what we are trying to build. Allow the children to do their stuff. My advice is guide your child, help them do research, but let the writing be their own writing. If you decide to write for your child and he passes, you will, when the child grows up and goes into the world, I will know whether you will follow him everywhere to be doing his work for him. So my advice, please, parents, help the children to do their research, help them to gather material, talk to them, guide them, but please let them do their own writing. That is what I have to say.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Inaju, for coming to Mirror Breakfast. We do appreciate your time.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. And Inaju Ruben is Anmi's public information officer. And if you're a student and you're listening, you need to brace yourself
and
be ready.
You have a chance right there to win an essay competition.